Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. I got a
first world problem. If you're having a first world problem, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We would like to know about those little things going on in your life that are not that big of a deal, but you still want to complain.
Sure.
And that way we can laugh and you get it off your chest. And if those could be fixed with money, don't you worry. We got your password for Beat the Bank Extreme.
Wow, I see what you did right there. Okay.
Coming up in about less than 10 minutes.
JC, I have one.
Yes, Jenna.
I have so many great Halloween costume ideas. I just don't have the time to execute all of them this year.
I feel like really, that's every year you have that.
Every year, I start to make good ones. And I usually do two costumes. One couples with Wii's and another personal. I don't know if I have time to do the personal one.
Not going to get to all of them,
Jenna. It might just be Wheezy and I. I don't know. I just don't think I have enough time.
Well, you're not going to the big Halloween party.
I'm not, but I'd have to shoot the photos next week. And, you know, I'd have to do a photo shoot next week, and I just don't think I'm ready. I have too much going on, just work-wise.
This is the definition of a first world problem.
I know, but it's like I don't want to deprive you of my great, incredible, self-deprecating one of them Halloween costume ideas.
No, I feel you. I feel you.
I don't have time to do the Halloween photo shoot of my costume.
That's too many.
Well, no, I don't have time to do all of them now.
You can only do a few.
I got it.
I don't have time to do all of them. Too much work.
I got it.
From the text. So they told me at work I was going to get a raise and see it next paycheck.
Uh-huh.
So naturally, I went to the mall and treated myself. But I didn't see it in my check because it doesn't kick in until next month.
So
I'm late on my car payment.
Hashtag
first world problem.
You know what? That was good advice. We were trying to give financial advice yesterday on our extra, and I didn't have any to offer, but now I remember.
Spend it before you get it.
Don't spend it before you get it. You never know. Sometimes it takes months to get things.
Oh man, that's great.
I hear you, though.
Went out and treated yourself.
Cart, meet horse. Meet cart.
When you really want to write a love letter to Kelly, but your life is going just so great, and you don't have any problems for her to fix. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, they just want to be involved, Kelly.
I know, be a part of it.
They don't want to be a part of it. I love it. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
A lot of people having this first world problem. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right, man. So you have a first world problem for us?
Man, I sure do.
What happened?
I bought a bunch of tickets to the Mega Millions and the Powerball, and I didn't win. I'm driving to work. That's a personal problem.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, nobody won the Powerball last night either, so that one's going to go up to over $400 million.
Oh, that was last night's drawing?
It's not the huge one.
Oh, we bought tickets yesterday. I didn't know when the drawing was.
The $800 million one or whatever, $900
million. Now $900 million, that's Friday. Yeah. That's the Mega. There's two.
Okay, we bought tickets, but I didn't know.
Yeah, that's the good news. We get to play again.
Look at Andrew looking at the bright side right there.
There you go.
I wonder if we got all of Kid Nation, everyone around the country, to buy a lottery ticket, and we all go in on it.
How do you do that?
I know. That's why I was thinking about that, and it was killing me because there's no way. Somebody's going to win.
Someone's going to win and say, Kid who?
I bought this on the side.
Kid Nation what?
This is not part of the one you guys were doing. This is my side hustle.
Right.
I still want to win. Thanks for your call, buddy. What's up, Kendra?
I just bought some new AirPods recently, and now I've got to find new earrings because all my Kate Spade Gumdrop earrings are too big to wear with my AirPods. So it's a real personal problem.
Yeah,
you got big problems there, girl. Big problems.
I have like 10 pairs, so I'm going to have to find all new earrings.
I still got to fix my AirPods.
That's what I was going to say. I've been on the fence. I was going to do it.
Shut up.
And I hear... Should I do it? Do you like your AirPods minus the whole earrings?
I told him my car on Saturday, but my AirPods stayed in my ear. I got a new car and everything, but the AirPods stayed in my ear. I'm still kind of amazed.
Why do you have your AirPods in while driving?
Calls.
Because I forget that they're in my ears because they're so comfortable. I'll be looking for my AirPods and I'm like, oh, they're in my ears. That's a good endorsement.
When I see people on headphones, like full headphones, like they're listening to music in their car while they're driving, I'm thinking that is so unsafe.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I totally forgot they were in my ears, and then I took a selfie when I was the next break.
Yeah, they are comfortable.
Yeah.
They're light. It's just mine don't work anymore.
If you see a person with just
and
one in,
weird.
Does that mean they've lost one, or does that mean they're just being cool
both.
Like that?
Sometimes one of them won't charge if you don't click it in. One of them, sometimes like my left one wouldn't charge all the way, so my right one would work, and then the left one wasn't working.
Yeah, I've seen a guy.
I would lose those little things.
Right. Nah, you'd be fine. I thought I would lose mine. No, you'll be all right.
I've lost 3 pairs of Beats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you're losing Beats,
full over ear.
Right.
Ooh, you know how large those are?
Yeah, they're huge.
Expensive. Oh, yeah.
And expensive.
You don't think I'd lose those tiny little things that
have Well, now that you
ears?
Told me that, you got to show me some. Yeah, you showed me that. Now that
you showed me your true colors.
You showed me your true colors, Jenna.
You can't keep track of anything.
Thank you, Kendra. Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. So you got out of the bad weather and you went into some sunshine.
Ooh.
I did. So my husband and I, we went on a cruise. We went to Mexico. I got probably the best tan I've had all year long. Get back, getting ready for work, and all of my foundations just make me look like a ghost.
Yeah.
None of them match my face. Hashtag first world problem.
Girl, you always have to have two.
Really?
I always have two. I'm constantly mixing.
For tanning and then for...
From pale to tan and the in-betweens you mix.
Wow.
Yeah.
Being a girl is so much work.
It's difficult.
Tell me about it.
Jeez. Yeah.
It really is.
I put the least effort impossible.
That's not true. You styled your hair today.
I tried. My rollers didn't heat long enough.
Yeah. Thank you, Tiffany the ghost.
Hate it when that
ghost.
Hey.
Have a good day. I guess you could pull it off for Halloween time, you know, if you don't want to buy the extra makeup.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Josiah.
Hello?
Josiah?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, buddy. Speaking of the lottery, Josiah's got something for us. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, last night won $5,000 on a scratcher and woke up this morning and found out that I had to pay bills with it. So, hashtag first world problems with my wife.
Womp, womp. Yeah,
you know what?
At least you had the free money to pay the bills.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Hey, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah. How many scratch-offs did you buy?
One.
Just one, and it was a win.
What game was it?
It was the new, or 25 Days of Christmas lottery ticket.
Okay.
Cool.
And I thought I won $500,000, but looked at the wrong symbol, but ended up scratching two more and found out that it was $5,000.
I'll take that.
Hey. Yeah.
All day long.
Well played, truly, sir. What were you saying, Josiah?
I say that we are truly blessed with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are.
Awesome. Well, maybe you have good luck. You should buy another lottery.
Yeah, keep on buying those tickets since you got that good luck going your way. Good luck with that, buddy. Let us know if you win the big one. Don't forget us little people when you're a billionaire. Hey, Christy.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing excellent. Welcome to First World Problems. Yours involves a little winter issue because now we're getting into the cold weather.
It does. So this week I experienced my first cold snap since my husband bought me a new 3-carat diamond wedding ring. Whoa. And my gloves don't fit.
Oh, you can't wear the cute little gloves.
I can't wear it. Well, they're leather, so that they're a little bit more restrictive. But the ring wins out. My fingers are cold this week, and it's okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you can just cut off the finger of that
ring.
Left hand.
That's what I'm saying.
Just cut a hole for the ring.
Yeah. We need to buy
good gloves. I get Kelly.
Gloves. Yes. Gloves for engaged women.
That's it, JC.
Because they have fingertip ones for phones.
Right.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have one that you can...
Yeah. Right, we just cut out that hole. Yeah.
Ring gloves.
Your finger's already going to be cold from all that ice. You know?
Right.
Might as well leave it out there.
Right. Okay. Four finger gloves.
I just went and bought bigger gloves.
Yeah. You could use those to change diapers, too.
But yeah, that's an option.
Four finger glove.
Well played. Good idea,
Google
Christy.
It and see if that exists.
You made us a million-dollar idea right there. Thank you, Christy.
Oh, I'm going on Shark Tank with that.
Yeah. Oh, they would like that for
Big
sure.
Big L and JC's four finger gloves.
Okay, you do the four finger gloves. I'm going to do the gloves that still have full hands, but you just cut out
for the ring.
No, four fingers.
You do your idea.
Yeah, you guys do your
thing.
You
do you. All right. We're going to do us.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I think Kelly and I are, we're good.
Catch us on Shark Tank.
We'd be a good business team.
Next week.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, fam.
What's up, fam? So, what'd your son do?
So I had the best Halloween idea this year for a family. We just had two little twin girls. They were going to do the whole Jurassic Park theme, and I went to go order his raptor costume, and he saw that there was a blue Power Ranger and said, so we had to buy the blue Power Ranger, and now our family costume idea is completely ruined.
That takes one kid.
We have everybody on board.
Hashtag
kids and their ideas.
First rule of all, yeah. It's when they start getting ideas. That's when parenting gets tough.
Yeah.
Because they used to be, I rule the land.
So great when they just do what you say.
Yeah, and not the best.
Put this on. They don't give you any lip.
Before they talked? Before they learned how to say no when you were like, put this on.
Nope.
Such good times.
Nope.
We'll remember those good times. Thank you, Kristen.
Power Ranger.
Yeah, I want to be a Power Ranger. And thank you for your first world problems, but we do need to get to the password, Kid Nation. Get to that time where we got to hook you up with that money with Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
The password you need for this hour is Thursday.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thursday. Right. Pretty simple, right? Easy to remember. Thursday is your password. Beat the Bank Extreme is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, let's try to win some money. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Al's distracted by something.
I was reading a story.
Oh, you were?
I'll tell you about it later.
Interesting story?
Very interesting story.
All right, well, we're looking for caller number, let's go with caller number 23.
Yep.
To play Beat the Bank Extreme, make sure you know that password, because if you get it wrong, we're going to have to move on.
Yeah.
And we haven't had, a lot of people ask, hey, has anybody gotten the password wrong? No. Kid Nation is excellent when it comes to listening.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd never get it wrong.
That's good, because we're, you know, talking. So, you know, we need people to listen.
Yeah. Thanks, Al.
We need you to listen, too.
Yeah, I know, right?
Speaking of talking, real quick from the text, just wondering how long JC talked to the medium yesterday because she left him speechless.
Yep, she did.
I only talked to her what you heard on the show. That was all. That was the extent of our conversation. But yeah, she said some things about my uncle who passed away in 2001.
Things that she wouldn't know, that you've never talked about on the radio.
That
nobody
would know. That you guys didn't even know.
Hard with us is like, well, is she going to say something that we've talked about before?
Right. I couldn't wait to get in my car and talk to my mom, though, because I wanted to know if maybe what I said would ring a bell,
like the Miguel,
especially with the name, like, the name Miguel. And my mom was like, it doesn't ring a bell, but I'm going to go back and listen. And then she did. And she said, wow, I just heard the conversation with Lisa. Got the chills. Gosh, I feel guilt. So, I guess because of what she said.
Yeah.
So my mom even was a little shocked by it. And yesterday, even more shockingly, I didn't say this while she was on because I didn't want to throw her in any direction, but yesterday was my uncle's birthday.
Oh, my.
Weird.
Yeah. Which is weird that he, you know, I got
to. I want to talk to her now.
I called yesterday.
You called her.
I'll talk to her, yeah.
I talked to her after the show because Boss Ben George and I are actually going to New Orleans, which is where she lives. We're going this weekend, and we were going to try and hook up with her and, you know, maybe do another, I don't know what they would call a reading,
a reading
or whatever
of
it is.
Sorts. Yeah, right.
So, and it's so weird when I was talking to Lisa, because she was driving down the road, and she's telling me things that my dad was telling her, like, as I'm driving, not things that we talked about on the show, other things. Like, and it made me think how frustrating maybe it is to not be able to turn that off, because she's just talking to me and just rattling out stuff, like, your dad's, you know, proud of you, and he's asking about your mom's car, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, wow, she's still getting this. Like,
and like, I don't know if I still don't know. Do I believe in it or do I not? Part of me does. Part of me still thinks, could it happen? Is it scientifically possible? But I mean, the thing she was saying, it just, it was crazy. And I forgot to ask her. I wanted to see if the voices she hears in her head or the people coming through, the spirits, I guess, do they sound like what they sounded like in Russell Rush's haunting
distorted
tour? Yeah, distorted. Are they faint?
Yeah, kind of illegible.
Yeah, is that why it's tough for her to decipher what they're trying to say?
I want to believe in it. I mean, I think it would be kind of ignorant of us to not believe that someone is kind of in between, that they're able to talk like that. Yeah. I think there's just a lot of frauds out there that ruin it for maybe ones that can actually talk to the dead.
Exactly. So, yeah, so I'm wondering if it sounds like this in their head, the way it sounded in the portal thing that Russell was talking about.
So you killed the kid, huh?
So if that's what it sounds like in your head, it's probably tough to hear what they're actually saying.
Did she say anything else to you, Al, that you were like, wow?
My dad, through her, was talking about flowers for my mom. And I did talk to my mom yesterday, but I didn't ask her about this. So he was saying something about yellow flowers.
Okay.
Does she like lily? I'm not familiar with flowers. And there was something else.
About the yard. Was that yesterday?
The mowing the yard. Yeah, he screwed that up quite a bit.
Right,
I
screwed it
up. Mr. Judgy Yard Lawnmower guy over here judges me, but turns out he sucks at it too.
and more about the car, just that he was really concerned about, or me taking care of my
mom.
That
kind of scares me right now, thinking
that was the one.
What happens to the car?
Yeah, because my mom, she said that my dad was asking about the car, and my mother was taking the car to the shop that day, or yesterday. And so that was kind of weird.
I know. I'm telling you, this is so interesting. And we do have the stuff from Balance Bar, all things haunted at kidnation.com. And what? I mean, it's a good time for it to be brought up. I mean, Halloween right around the corner.
It's a coincidence that this came up just kind of randomly. And that is Halloween, you know? Very, very random. But it was just a true story that people had been telling me. And then I heard some stuff and just all of that together. And now it's Halloween here in 2 weeks or less than.
Yeah. It's just having to fall on this one.
Yeah.
What if I talk to her and she's like, it's quiet.
I mean, nobody wants to talk to you.
No one, no, there's no one that wants to talk to you.
I'm sure there's someone that wants to talk to you. Some spirit.
I'm just saying that'd be funny.
Yeah. Nope, nothing
to say. It's quiet over here.
Yeah. Anything for me?
No.
Nope.
Is there anyone you would like to connect with, Kelly?
The Lord.
All right.
The
bank. The bank. The bank. Oh, shit, I got around with it.
10,000. Still there. Pick carefully. We want you to win. How happy you would be.
Hey.
Lord, I wish I had like 30 seconds. I could have done it. I could have done it, Kelly.
Well played, Raspberry. Well played. Felicia.
Yes?
Welcome to the show. Congratulations on being caller number 23.
Thank you.
What are you up to right now?
I just dropped off my kids at school.
All right. All right, so you got the cars quiet.
What ages are they?
I have a 9, 7, 4, and a 2-year-old.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, so you got, is a 2-year-old still in there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
Being nice and quiet so mommy can concentrate.
The good luck charm. What are you and the 2-year-old going to get into? What's the 2-year-old's name, by the way?
Axelin? Yeah,
A-X-E-L-Y-N. Oh, there it is. Wow. That's a cool name. Yeah. Axelin.
Never heard that.
I like that name. What are you guys going to get into today? Just roll around town?
Actually, we're
going to
go home and clean the house.
There you go. Yep.
Put that 2-year-old to work.
Yeah.
Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah, just put some,
clean.
Put some sponges on their little knees and just tell them, crawl around the house.
Yeah. Use them as a Swiffer.
Yeah, there you go. Smart.
Yeah.
Good moves. All right, Felicia. Well, what vault did you decide to go with?
36.
Vault number 36.
Okay.
All right. Let's step up.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Thursday.
Password accepted.
There you go, Felicia. Hey. Congratulations. You have gained access to vault number 36. Jenna, tell her how we play the game.
All right. Pretty easy. You're just going to listen to the banker shout out some dollar amounts. They're going to keep going up and up. Just no idea when that vault door is going to shut out of nowhere on you. So you just have to say stop very loudly when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. And it could be 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. If you hear 1,000, that's the highest number, but we don't know how high it's going to go. Just say stop.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the key word. That's the best tip we can give you. You hear that word 1,000 somewhere in there in the vault, and you yell stop. All right?
Immediately.
Immediately. We don't want that door to close.
Okay.
All right, Felicia. Let's try to win you some money so you can go clean that house happily. Let's play.
Right.
Beat the bank.
Extreme.
$110. $150. $220. $280. $360. $390. $410. $470. $550.
Stop.
Oh. All right.
$550. Felicia said, nah, man.
Not a gambling woman.
I'm stopping right there. That's my money. You claimed that money. Felicia, what are you going to do with $550?
I'm actually going to make my truck payment.
There you go. So I feel you had a number in your head and you said that's where I'm going to stop.
Two girls in trucks today on the show. All right.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Girls in trucks. Looking right. It's a good look.
It is.
It is a good look.
I like it.
All right, Felicia. Well, you got $550 just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$670.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you played it right,
yes.
Felicia, well played, ma'am.
You played it right, Felicia.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And,
thank you.
Do you have any dinner plans this evening?
Do I have any dinner plans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it includes four children, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to suggest to you blueapron.com.
Oh, thanks. Hold on, Felicia. Let Big Al have the floor real quick.
Why don't we let Felicia go take care of
Felicia,
you go get
your money and then maybe use it towards this Blue Apron that Big Al's about
Apron's
to tell you about.
The mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everybody. They use farm-fresh ingredients and a step-by-step recipe in that box. Deliver it all to your door. And check this out.
Okay, I'm checking.
Sustainable food system. Yeah. That's right. That's right. That comes from blueapron.com. They deliver it to your door. You can cook a meal in as little as 20 minutes, and they have all of the ingredients enclosed in that box. You've used it, JC.
We all use it.
We all use it, yeah.
And look, I will tell you I'll be the first one to tell you, I sucked at cooking.
Right.
Until Blue Apron came around, and now I can actually make some stuff as long as I follow the directions.
As long as you can follow directions, you got it made. I can't cook, but I can cook with Blue Apron. And right now, you can have your first three meals for free by going to blueapron.com/kid. That's blueapron.com/KIDD to get those first three meals for free, because Blue Apron is truly a better way to cook.
Thank you, Big Al Mac.
Got it.
And, hey, we see you, Kid Nation. I see those pictures of your phone. You called us 200 times to try to get in for Beat the Bank Extreme. We're going to play again. In about 35 minutes, we'll hook you up with another password. So don't worry, you still have your chance to win that $10,000. And we just talked about Blue Apron making some food. Well, the guys from the Shut Up podcast,
mm-hmm.
Nick and Justin,
mm-hmm.
Nick, producer Nick, part-time Justin, they have a podcast, and they decided to create their own Halloween candy.
Really?
Yeah, they try to mix and match. And we'll see. They want us to do a taste test.
Oh, okay.
And see which one created the best. Hey, it might be good, Kelly. Or at least Nick's might be. I don't know about Justin. All right, we'll see what they got into next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big congratulations to Kid Nation member Felicia with her $550 with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Got another password headed your way less than 30 minutes from now. So you can play again. Yes, we play twice a day.
She gonna pay her truck note.
That's right. And listen up, Halloween lovers.
Halloween lovers?
Halloween lovers.
Oh, okay.
Not love us.
Love us.
Yeah, you know, love us. Mm. Halloween's right around the corner. You might want to stock up on those Skittles. Turns out that's America's favorite Halloween candy.
Really?
Yeah, Skittles, followed by M&M's, Snickers, and Reese's. So those are the candies you want to have at your house to be popular.
I go buy the big full-size.
You go full-size on it. Yeah, go to Kelly's house.
Make sure I'll get the ones that have Skittles in them.
Yeah. And the blue pack on the Skittles is the tropical one. That's pretty good.
Really?
Good to know.
Skittles is the most popular candy. Now, we're about to find out if the guys from the Shut Up podcast use Skittles in their recipes for making some candy. Hi, Justin.
Hello. No, we sure didn't put any Skittles in
there. Okay, cool.
No.
Good. These things look delicious, though.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
So, you guys decided to do this on your podcast,
ooh,
and you had a tasting yesterday.
Yeah, so what we did is we took the goal was to take two candies and fuse them together and create your own new candy.
I was worried, because taste test, I'm like, oh, this is going to be gross. This looks visually pleasing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're trying to win.
There's something here that looks
the presentation's
like
good.
Peanut butter, Oreo, white chocolate, I'm not sure.
So I made that one. I'll describe that. So it's a mega stuffed Oreo. Oh.
Okay.
You have a half size. There's also two mega stuffed Oreos sandwiched with crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
Covered in white chocolate.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That was my first creation.
Okay.
The second creation you see is a Kit Kat base with jumbo marshmallows on it, covered in milk chocolate, with coconut sprinkles on top.
Now, why'd you put the coconut sprinkles on there, Nick?
Well, I love coconut. I know it's very controversial candy, but I called it mummy poop. Because it looks like the shreds of what mummies are wrapped
in. It's covered in dark chocolate.
It's just milk chocolate with a Kit Kat and marshmallow. So, Justin, I spent a lot of time on mine.
Yeah, you did, Nick. Wow.
Justin. So, Justin, what did you make?
Justin's.
Yeah. And let me tell you. When Nick tells you that he spent a lot of time on his, I'm telling you, he melted chocolate.
Yeah, Nick actually
on both of them.
Molded candies together. These are delicious.
Your Oreo looks like a professional made this.
It does. Now, before we make fun of Justin, I will say I did not follow my own rules. Justin actually followed the rules closer than I did.
Oh,
so I'll give him some credit.
His isn't even attached to each other.
Right. They're not. But he took two candies and put them together for a new taste. That was originally the idea. Yeah. I just kind of took a candy or dessert and just put a bunch more junk on it.
Yeah.
So Justin kind of stuck to the original idea.
I think I saw just the candy Justin used on the free table on the back. I mean, yes. Somebody brought it in.
Yeah, we had some extra candy.
What you're saying is if we were in a court and we were having to, you know, like the judges rule, Justin would win only because he followed the rules.
I think the original intent is whatever tastes the best, but I may have bent the rules. So I think whatever tastes the best.
Not supposed to be eating yet?
No, go for it. Taste all of them. That's fine.
Devoured whatever this white chocolate.
The Oreo.
Oh my god.
The Oreo peanut butter middle.
With white chocolate?
Yeah, this stuff is so sweet.
This is on another level.
Okay, so Justin.
With Justin's.
Okay, Justin, what'd you make?
Okay, so what you're looking at is a Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup.
Love it.
And on top of it is a caramel popcorn.
Sorry, my popcorn fell off.
Okay, it's supposed to be glued on top.
Glued?
Well, through the chocolate.
Used Elmer's.
But the hair dryer to melt the chocolate is not here. Yeah, because you have to
melt the chocolate.
On top.
All the bacteria.
But it gets a little messy. So now I have created the peanut butter pop. So get ready for an explosion of flavor in your mouth.
I've never had a Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup. That's good.
Wait, you've never had one?
With Reese's Pieces in the bottom?
Oh, no. Okay. I thought you meant like, oh, really? Okay, gotcha.
That was pretty good.
If my popcorn was stale.
No. Popcorn's stale. Oh, okay, it was left out all night, so it's probably...
Oh, I was
worried, but I thought the caramel would protect the popcorn, like as a coat from the oxygen.
Nick,
as a coat from the oxygen.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm sorry.
A little oxygen coat?
Like...
Honestly, Justin, it's not that bad, but mostly because it's a Reese's Pieces cup.
Yeah.
It covers up the flavor, but you know what? I saw the bag back there. I didn't know what this was for. This is Werther's caramel popcorn. You know Werther's original?
Yum.
Fancy, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know they made that. So look for Werther's caramel. I mean, it would be good if it wasn't stale.
Yeah, Justin. Yeah,
the fresh bag is in the back. So I'll look at those later.
The next candy made is gummy.
Now, this is my favorite one that I've ever made. Okay. So this is a Sour Patch Kid shoved through a gummy lifesaver.
Okay.
I call this a Saved Patch Kid.
Did you wash your hands before you handled this?
Of course he didn't.
Oh, you know you got to.
Justin doesn't wash his hands after he uses the bathroom.
No, I definitely.
Because there's a lot of manipulation.
I definitely put on some Purell earlier that day.
Gummy things trap everything.
I'm not
eating that one.
Well, no, you got to try it for the flavor.
I'm not eating it. I know what that tastes.
You got
like.
Your immune systems are perfectly fine. Yeah. Okay, you're gonna get through it.
I'm going back to Nick's.
No,
Nick, this other one's good too. Oh. I actually don't love the marshmallow, but I love this.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The gummy one's cool.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
it just tastes like gummies. It
tastes like bacteria.
So we'll have these recipes are not hard, but we'll have them posted at kidnation.com with pics and stuff like that. So we tried something new. Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys could see what you guys can
all right too. Justin's are like really what good. Accidentally happens when you have loose Halloween candy and they get stuck to each other.
Yeah, it's when they don't use a wrapping paper and you just find that. Yeah,
they're like, oh, this is a Sour Patch Kid attached to a gummy worm. Cool. Right.
This is what I would find like in the between the cushions of my couch.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you dig down there for some change when you're trying to get some gas money or something.
Oh, yeah.
Come back
That's
up.
On like, another level.
I told Nick he made me fall in love with his Oreo.
I don't even like white chocolate. That is so good.
That's good to hear because when I tasted it, I thought it was too sweet. I thought there was too much going on.
It's definitely too sweet, but it's so good.
You can't have more than one, that's for sure, because it's so rich.
You can have as many as you want of mine. They're all good.
Yeah,
I thought they were all great.
So if we go around the room, now, Big Al Mac, who would you give the title to?
Nick.
You're giving it to Nick on the white one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Kelly?
For following the rules, you got to go Justin.
Mm-hmm. Rule follower. Yeah. Kelly's going with Justin. Which one of Justin's?
Well, I didn't eat the gummy one.
Okay. It's pretty good.
All right, Jenna?
It's based on taste, presentation, effort. Absolutely, Nick. I respect baking effort.
Yeah, I'm telling you this. If you make this Oreo thing at home, you will be a hero.
It's very rich.
It is
rich.
So good. It is rich. You can only have one.
Some water.
I want to see what a whole one looks like. What was that, a half?
Yeah, I ran out of a lot of Oreos, so I only had time to do one mega stuffed Oreo with peanut butter and white chocolate.
I like the half because the first thing to touch my lips was the white cream filling.
Mm. Yeah, it's good.
Which you usually have to get to in between the Oreo.
I do enjoy the marshmallow in your mummy poop.
Thank you.
Oh, it's called mummy poop?
Mummy poop, yeah. the coconut looks like mummy.
What's
the mummy
other
wrapping.
One called?
I did come up with a good clever name for that.
We're calling it mummy boobs.
Something like that, because they're white.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. Maybe do it with if you have kids at home. It was really fun. I was just by myself. Mm-hmm. It was really fun for me. So maybe do it with your kids. It could be a fun way to spend a night.
We'll post these up at kidnation.com. Are there going to be instructions? I mean, Justin's are pretty simple, but Nick?
They're all pretty simple, but yeah, we'll put that up. And our podcast where we tried all of these, more people in the office tried them and voted to see whose was their favorite is up now at KidNation.com as well.
The instructions for Justin's.
Yes, you put your instructions up too, Justin.
Definitely.
Reach in the cushion of your car.
Yeah.
Hey, work smarter, not harder.
That's right, buddy.
Between the console and the seat down there where you drop your cell phone and you can never get to it.
When you feel something sticky, you found your ingredients. The dirtier, the better.
Right.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Delicious. Yeah, check out the Shut Up podcast to see what the rest of the staff thought. And check out the other podcast we have over there. A lot of podcasts from our support staff. They're all pretty good.
Some lovin's out today at 10 Central.
Yeah, Kelly's got one with her husband, Alan.
Yeah, we talk all about our new rescue dog, Larry.
Any more pooping in the house?
Not... Alan stopped a poop.
Oh, what a hero.
Hashtag stop the poop.
Hashtag Alan the hero.
Just call him cheese.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's go. We told you have two chances to win that $10,000 every morning here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and right now is chance number two. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us that password, select your vault, win the money. We're looking for caller number 11. We'll take caller number 11 to play Beat the Bank Extreme here in a couple of minutes. And good luck. And don't worry if you don't get in again. You have plenty of opportunities. We'll play again tomorrow, two times a day. Now, I told you guys I had probably one of the dumbest ways to get injured.
Yeah.
At least incredibly embarrassing for me.
Uh-huh. Set the scene for us, buddy.
And if you follow my wife, you probably already saw what went down. But, so it's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting ready for bed. Brushed our teeth. Turned off all the lights. Set the alarm. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
I was laying in my comfortable bed.
Okay.
Ready to go. I was about to snooze off. And then my wife started talking because she likes to talk before bed because apparently she was not tired. And she brought up our dog Dex because our dog Dex is older and we had just taken him to the vet. And he, $500 later, we came home with a bunch of medicine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's about that time where we're going to have to spend a lot of money on medicine just to keep homie around for a few more months.
Yeah.
And she threw out a proposal for me, and she said, hey, with all this new medicine, we're going to need to split the duties.
Okay, he said duties.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
I said, okay, what are you planning? And she said, how about I handle the medicine in the morning, you handle the medicine at night, and that way we'll split it. And I said,
and you'll never double up because you always know who's responsible for what.
That way you don't forget and you're not screwing it up. And I was like, that's a pretty good idea. And in the process of her saying that, I remembered, oh, I'm taking some medicine right now. I need to take my medicine. Thank you for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up, walked towards my kitchen.
Isn't
in the dark.
Worst when you're already in bed.
Yeah.
And you got to get out of your nice, comfy bed. You just got comfortable.
Yeah. But it's only going to be, 30 seconds, you know? And I know my house so well that I'm to the point, you can walk in the dark, go get that glass of water, take the pill, I'm set for life. Boom, go back to my bed. So I start walking. I make it through my room, and I get into this little hallway that leads into the living room. And as I get into the hallway, my left ankle just slips out from under me and twists.
Oh, no.
Just throwing me to the ground.
Oh, man.
Now, I am confused because I have been walking for a lot of years. And I should be able to walk normally.
Left, right.
And as I fall, I landed pretty hard, and Kinsey didn't see what went down. So she screamed out, are you okay? And I said, no, my ankle is throbbing.
Oh.
And I couldn't reach the light. I'm in the dark on my knees, and that's when the smell hit me.
Yeah. Oh, you pooped your pants?
No, I did. I did not poop my pants. The smell hit me. I was like, Kinsey, I don't know what I just slipped on, but I think I know what it is. And so Kinsey gets up and carefully goes and turns on the light. And as soon as she turns on the light, She starts laughing.
That's what you want, right?
And she says, there's literally a skid mark on our floor. And I'm like, cool. Can you please help me?
She's
sitting there laughing. She has time to call her best friend, Amber. Amber! Jose just slipped on poop.
And you know who I really feel bad for here?
Me?
Dex.
Dex?
The dog who went potty everywhere.
So she's in there laughing, taking pictures, time to post it on Instagram, write her caption.
And you're just lying.
I'm there on my knees. I'm like, I can't put pressure on my foot, nor do I want to get up because I don't know what's what on what. And so I said, can you just please help me and wipe it off my foot so I can get up?
Oh, no.
So she finally does. And it's one of those where I had to get in the shower. I put the water on as hot as I could. I got out and I started trying to get in bed. And she goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to bed.
You're not coming to bed with poop foot.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to bed.
You took a shower.
I took a shower. I washed it with soap and everything.
Doesn't matter.
And it was the water was hot to where it burned.
No, I need some time. No, I'm with kids on that. I need some time.
And she
goes,
no. I'm like, what do you mean? No, this is my bed. And she says, I need to do the smell test, make sure that you got it right, because she doesn't trust me.
I get that. Totally get that.
And I had cleaned it. Again, 5 minutes in the shower with hot water.
I need some time to pass.
I don't know if that's enough time between poop and bed.
Right, so she does the test, and she goes, I don't, it must be strong. It's there. So we have to, so we have to get up, go to the bathroom. And I rub rubbing alcohol on my foot because I figured that's going to kill the bacteria.
Yeah, you got to cut it off.
That was the next step. I'm going to have to cut my foot off because it stinks. So I'm rubbing alcohol on there. I'm putting hydrogen peroxide on it. I'm doing whatever kills bacteria on that foot.
I'm with you, Lindsay.
And so I finally finished that, and I'm like, can you do the smell test here in the bathroom? Again, we're two grown people, and she's sniffing my foot.
No.
And she says, faintly still there.
Sorry, buddy.
Not allowed in the bed.
You still got poop foot.
So I had to put a towel down, and I slept with my foot out of the covers with a towel right there.
You
because
put on one sock.
I could have put a sock, but I don't want to.
No.
I can't sleep with socks.
No, I don't want poop foot in my bed.
And I'm like, she's like, you're not going to get my Brooklyn and sheets dirty. And I'm like, this whole thing for your Brooklyn and sheets. The 30 seconds it was supposed to take for me to go to the kitchen and do this, it took about, I think it took us 30 minutes for the complete foot washing. But the bright side is that if it were not for me getting up to go take my medicine, my son still comes down every night and goes to our bed.
Right.
And we were about 30 minutes away from, and he runs. He doesn't just walk into, he runs from the, because he gets scared of the dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he would have ran straight through that, and he would have probably had a major.
There you go.
Well, you did save him an injury, but hooray for Kenzie for looking out for the Brooklyn.
Oh, really, Al?
Yes, yes, because Brooklyn is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. They have over 20,000 five-star reviews, JC.
It's true. I have two sets now, by the way.
Right?
Two
so
sets.
When I'm washing one, I can put the other one on.
Yeah. Hey, you can't have poop foot in the Brooklyn and sheets.
I know.
No, you can't do it, dog. You know what? They are bringing the hotel industry sheets to your bedroom, JC.
High quality.
Oh, no, I got it. I know how high quality it is. So high quality that my wife won't let me in them.
They take out the middleman. They're keeping things personal just between you and the the customer, and they don't have that markup that you have in, like, these retail shops.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Give us the deal.
Okay, I'll give you the deal, Jen. They're the best. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KID, that's KIDD, at Brooklinen.com.
They're the best.
You get a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. You get $20 off. Just go to brooklinen.com, brooklinen.com. Use the promo code KID because there are the best sheets ever.
There they are. All right. And I have a mild sprain, so I'm fine. Thanks,
I'm
guys.
I'm sorry. You got a twist.
That's the best story ever.
That's a twist.
Yeah, thanks, Dex.
Yeah, we had some scary dog drama potential.
You did?
I don't know if we have time to tell it now.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
So last night, I got a text. We were doing the podcast. We recorded it on Wednesday nights on Facebook Live.
Right.
And while we're recording it, the text came in from the lady we adopted the dog from.
Mm-hmm.
And she said...
She went back?
Well...
Oh.
No, it said... I'm gonna get it so I can read exactly what I saw.
All right.
Good news, he's already chipped.
Chipped?
Because we were going to get the dog microchipped.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
But do you know what it means when a dog is chipped?
No, what's it mean?
It means somebody owns that dog.
Oh.
And it's like, so we're, but I couldn't respond to her.
Not necessarily.
Well, I couldn't respond to her in that moment because we're doing the podcast. So about, 45 minutes later, I'm finally able to text her back. I'm like, does this mean we have to see who the owner is? Because, and then Alan's getting upset. He's like, we might have to get back Larry. We got really like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Because why didn't they check?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they have checked to see if somebody claimed this dog, if he's already chipped? And so our minds are just racing.
Yeah.
So I texted her. And I didn't say anything this morning. She just finally texted me back.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh my gosh, we've already fallen in love with this dog.
Yeah, we're
going to have to, find out who owns him. She said, no, the shelter chipped him before they released him.
Okay. A little miscommunication.
Well, it was just misunderstanding on my part.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So the shelter went ahead and chipped him before they released her to her. And then she found somebody to take him. So all we have to do is get him registered now.
So you get to keep him. Okay, you're good.
For a minute, I was like, you're kidding me. If that's somebody's dog, then you'd be in the dilemma. Do I
take him back? Would hit the road.
Would you take him back?
I would have had to. I would imagine, what if that was my dog?
If someone's looking for my dog, oh my gosh, that's horrible.
You'd have
karma.
To.
Are the kids in love with the dog already, though?
Well, Alan's, three children, they come today and they get to meet him for the first time.
Okay,
it wasn't our weekend for visitation, so they'll meet him today for the first time.
So looking on the bright side, if that were the case, that would have actually been a little bit better for you guys with the kids not meeting him yet.
Yeah, we were real concerned. We're like, why wouldn't they check in? That doesn't make any sense.
They should chip in most all the dogs at the Good Shelter.
Well, now I know, because we were going to make an appointment to get him chipped, but now we don't have to.
So crisis was averted.
Yes. Well,
thank
we were
goodness.
Scared for a minute.
So Larry stays with Kelly.
Larry?
Yes, sir. Larry. Are you going to bring him to the studio?
Bring him up
here. If you'd like.
We think
he's got a lot of terrier in him because he is like demonstrating all the characteristics of a terrier. At first, he didn't bark, didn't do anything, and now he growls and barks at people.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And yesterday, they gave him a C at the groomers.
Oh, they grade you?
They graded him.
I did not know this. Wait a minute.
C's get degrees.
Graded him, but they graded him because when they were trimming him, he tried to bite the lady.
He's just taking after you, Kelly.
Yeah, that's your dog. That's your dog.
You growl when you get groomed.
Yeah.
So that she wants us to take their solution, our homework, is we have to take things that vibrate and buzz and put them around him so he gets used to them.
There's no shortage of those, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll bring you some things.
Hey, train!
I am not lying.
It's hard for Pimp to be a politician. Pimp died in Vegas. He'll still win the election. Beat the bank.
Beat postmortem?
The bank.
Yes, it looks that way, Jason.
The ghost mayor?
I think it's the
city council or something?
Nevada's most famous pimp tried to bring the state's legal brothel industry into the mainstream.
Yeah, the guy that owned Bunny Ranch died after his birthday.
He just died Tuesday, and he's running for a state legislature, and it looks like he's still going to win, even though he's dead.
Yeah, he died with his bunny. I mean, one of the bunnies from the Bunny Ranch.
Like the girl?
Yes. You know the guy from that owned the Bunny Ranch?
I don't know him personally. I've heard of him.
Well, you ever watch Cat House? Yeah.
HBO series Cat House.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. Yeah, he owned the brothel, and like celebrities went there.
Is
I mean,
the
that's
one
where Lamar Odom.
Yeah, Lamar Odom. Not at this one. He owns
not
several
at this
of them.
One, but yeah.
And he had a bunny with him?
Yeah, not the
not
rabbit.
A fuzzy bunny.
Lady
bunny.
I read that Ron Jeremy found him.
Yeah. Well, his bunny was with him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy was partying with him as his birthday.
Guests included porn actor Ron Jeremy, Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss, former Arizona sheriff, and politicians.
Oh, a sheriff was it?
Well, you know, you gotta have
making sure everything's
good. Yeah. Security, though.
You make sure it's all
legal.
Good. Yeah, it is in Nevada.
Fair.
Hi, Rebecca.
Oh my God. Hey,
girlfriend.
Hey, girl. Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm even better now.
Better now. Post Malone.
Yes.
Better now.
Yes. Better now. I thought your phone cut out for a second there, Rebecca.
No, I got excited.
What are you up to right now?
I just pulled up to work right after I got answered earlier, so I've been sitting in my car waiting to go in.
Did you enjoy JC's poop story?
Yeah.
I did. I thought that was funny, but I probably would have done the same as Kenzie and not let my fiance back in the bed either.
Right.
Yeah.
I was laughing at me. That, dude.
I felt ashamed on the ground, poop on my hand and my feet.
That's gotta suck, but I'm with Kinsey there.
Rebecca, you have a great personality. Are you in sales or something?
I used to be, but now I guess I kind of still am. I work at a mechanic shop as a service writer.
Okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
Hey. I would definitely want you at my office. You seem like you got good energy to you.
I need a high-pressure fuel pump. We'll talk about that later.
All right, good, Al. All right.
Gotcha. I'll hook you up.
Okay, thank
you. Yeah, Rebecca will hook you up. Hey, Rebecca, which vault did you decide to go with?
48.
Vault number 48. All right, let's step up to it.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Maximum.
Password accepted.
All right, Rebecca, congratulations.
Good deal, girl.
You have gained access into our vault. Big Al Mac, can you tell her how we play the game, please?
Sure. Rebecca, you're going to hear the banker holler at dollar amounts. They're going to increase, all right? When you hear, when you feel like he's not going to go any farther, you just got to feel it. I want you to say stop before that vault door closes, and you'll get the last amount that he hollered out. Now, if that vault door closes before you say stop, you're not going to get anything. It could be in the hundreds. It could be 1,000. It could be 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. Here's a hint. If you do hear the word 1,000, please say stop immediately. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That concludes our rules.
There will be no double $1,000 increments in there.
Right.
Yeah, it's just one of them. All right.
Okay.
Rebecca, she knows how to play the game. She knows what's up.
Yep.
Let's do it, Rebecca. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
50. 210. 250. 330. 510. 570. 620. 670. 700. 730. 740.
Stop.
All right. There you go. There you go.
It's like the bank was stuck in the 700s right
there. Yeah, right.
Rebecca, congratulations. You got $740 with Beat the Bank Extreme. What are you going to do with that money right there?
I am going to pay some bills.
Yeah. You got to pay them bills off.
Yeah.
And then spend the rest on yourself. And hopefully you got a little bit left over for you. Well, we're going to go ahead and put that in your pocket, $740, just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Way to go, Rebecca.
Oh, that is my favorite.
You got the maximum.
The maximum.
Thank you did.
Yeah. And that was your password, right?
Good gut instinct there.
You had less than a second before that door closed on you. You played it just right. Congratulations.
You know, I almost wanted to go with one more, but I'm like, no, stop.
Good deal. Good call.
You have a good feel, Rebecca. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Hold on for us. Alicia will get you all set up with your money. And, hey, if you didn't get in today, we got you again tomorrow. 7:10 and 8:10 Central would Beat the Bank Extreme.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a text here.
Come on.
I was out jogging when JC told his slipping on poop story. I was laughing so hard that a policeman pulled over and asked if I was okay.
No.
I told him the story and he laughed just as hard.
JC, that was a great story, man.
Nice of the policeman to notice that you were in some sort of distress.
I'm glad you didn't get hurt, seriously hurt. Yeah. That was
just a little twisted ankle. Probably take the day off at the gym today. Tough, too, because it's leg day.
You could work chest.
Dang.
Oh, right. I went to do Sloga yesterday.
What's Sloga? You were talking about.
Well, I'm calling it Sloga. Slow yoga.
Uh-huh.
Slow flow yoga.
You're just really
slow? Then I got talked into doing harder yoga. Well, because I'm not good at yoga, but I feel that it really does good things for my body when I start to get really stressed out. Because it's one of those things that you're stretching for an hour in a hot room and you're not looking at your phone.
Right.
But man, it's just hard for me. I'm really not flexible.
Do they have rules? I went to this place 2 days ago just to check it out.
Yeah.
And it was one of those bar places.
Yeah.
Like a ballerina bar,
right.
You know. And they before you go into the studio, it says leave your cell phone in the lobby,
uh-huh.
Take your shoes off,
yeah.
And no talking. Like they don't even want the people that are working out to talk, like, they want you to focus.
Oh, they probably had a lot of ladies who lunch. Let's go do bar class together.
Right.
What are you doing today? You know, the whole class talking. Like, it's very social for some people.
We don't have those kinds of rules.
Okay.
You got to take your shoes off because everyone's barefoot in there outside. But I bring my purse in, and I always still have my phone in there, but not on.
Yeah, you got to leave this one. They got rules, man.
And the way they do it, they look effortlessly, just throwing the leg up on that bar. Yeah.
Can we go back to why you went to a bar studio?
Just to check it out. I've been.
That's the workout you're going to go for?
It's
bar?
So hard.
I heard.
It's very, very hard.
I'm in.
$20 if you can effortlessly throw your leg up on our table.
Up on
table
that
right counter. Here?
Effortlessly. I don't want you like.
No, I'll go do bar with you, Al.
Okay. I need to stretch this. Okay, hold on.
Effort.
That's your stretch? Well, you bent over slightly.
All right. Oh, this is bad. You shouldn't have him do this. He's not warmed up. He's going to tear something.
I'll be all right.
We still need to do the bench press thing with Al, by the way. Oh, my gosh.
Ow.
He got up?
I mean,
you said 20.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Can someone remove it, please?
Yeah, I'll push it up. Oh, it's on there.
Wow.
Keep pushing.
Yeah, whoa. Okay, bar is for you.
Al became part of the table.
Al, do you want to actually go do a bar class on Saturday with me?
Oh, my God. That hurt.
I need to be eased into that.
Yeah, I told the lady, I said, I need to work out before I come work out with y'all.
No. We'll go do one. Let's go. I have a place I want to go.
She said the people that normally talk, I tell you they can't talk. You can't talk in there? She goes, the people that normally talk are the new people. And then she gave me side eye.
I don't like those kinds of rules.
Oh, judgy.
It's like... I'm here to work out. I'm paying to come here and work out. If I want to talk to my friend a little bit, why not?
Is the bar thing where you do a little thrust on your leg, like where you're acting like you're a dog peeing?
There's lots of pumping.
Yeah.
Like a ballet bar, they have against the wall, and you squat on it, and you...
Yeah, we did that in Miami, I think.
It's really hard. It's hard, yeah.
We did something like it.
You target that little muscle that you normally don't hit.
What I'm going to do, I learned about this new thing the other day. You pay $100 and then you can do that. That was a joke for you, Jen. I'm sorry. Because Jen has already told me about that.
Yeah, you want to finish it?
Yeah,
I'm interested.
I know where he's going with
it. I saw your head go up. You pay $100 and then you go and take all of these different...
The class pass.
Yeah.
Al just found out about something that I've talked about for a long time. Yeah. That whole listening thing.
Kid Nation on the text wants to know if, Al, were you confused and you thought it was a different kind of bar?
Right? I was like, Tito's was Sprite, please.
Jenna throwing herself at Al again. You know what? Shut up. Because I'm being a friend. I love people. Jenna just gross. Yeah, you're just throwing yourself at Al. Oh, I'm sorry, because so I care about his physical fitness.
Jenna, give it a rest.
Letting himself fall apart.
Al, could I take Jenna off of you? She's draping herself on you.
Right? God, Jenna, give me some space.
Just throwing herself at Al again. You know what?
Jenna the Clinger.
Yeah, that's me.
Six.
Yeah.
So are we going to go do Pilates or what?
Sure. Give me...
What are you wearing?
So what's today? Today's the 18th?
Yeah.
Give me 10 days.
10 days and you'll do Pilates?
Yeah, I'll do ten days.
Or bar.
Bar's not my specialty.
I don't care. Well, I'll go to whatever you want as long as it's on my route, either home or here.
Whatever I want?
Again, you throwing yourself at Al, Jenna.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Mac, a lot of text messages coming in.
About
they want to check on you.
A check on me?
Guys, that thud Al's foot made on the table was hilarious, but how's he doing?
How you feeling, Al?
Let's try to do it again. Because anybody can do it once.
No joke, we were just talking about bar classes. I go on to check what's going on in the world of social media, and I already got a sponsored ad for a bar class.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey,
right.
Interested, though.
What, he's doing it again?
If you're missing it, yeah. I was all into his stretching. Oh, my God. You might break, though. I have to help you again, dude.
Hammy. Thank you, JC. Woo.
When are we going to do your 225 bench press then? Because you have a lot of money on the line for that.
Yeah, I do. If you don't know what we're talking about, JC challenged me, said I couldn't bench press 225.
Once.
Just one time. That's... Two plates on each side, correct? Uh-huh. Plus the bar.
On a regular 45-pound bar.
Yeah. Whenever you want.
White Cheddar says 10 days.
Okay, 10 days.
10 days.
Not today. I think I pulled a hammy.
Because I think a lot of people in the office were throwing in money, which means you have to pay us if you don't do it. Because it's a money bet.
But y'all have to pay me if I do it.
Oh, of course. And I think it's up to like $200 and some.
$200?
I think so. We need to calculate it again. But
a dollar a pound.
Yeah.
What does he have to bench? 225?
225 one time. That's all he is good.
But you need to go ahead and do it, because if you start working out, I mean, what's the limit?
Right. Exactly. He doesn't get to work out for 10 days.
Right. Well, I don't do weight anyway.
I thought we were going to do it from that day.
Right.
And he was supposed to go out and do
it.
Well, White Cheddar, 2 weeks have passed.
White Cheddar says he'll give him 10 days.
I very seldom work out with weight. I'm not trying to get, like, bulky or anything. I'm just trying to work out.
You're just going
to
keep on doing what you're doing.
Again, huge misconception.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get bulky.
I'm trying to get more bulk. I can't be buying new shirts because my guns don't get in.
That's right, buddy. Speed. So you're going to keep on doing your little workout that you've been doing?
Yeah.
Regular?
Throwing your leg up on things?
That's it. I've done for the day, actually.
He's going to do a thing. Speaking of Jenna throwing herself at Big Al.
I'm glad the listeners are finally noticing.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Kelly, this is no disrespect to you because, you know, our past.
I've moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's mine now.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Move aside, K-Rex.
I pulled the switcheroo with the KK, man.
From the text, good news for Jenna. At least Big Al can't ghost you. Because he has to show up to work.
True.
Very true.
Yeah.
At some point in time, did people just like lose sight of sarcasm? I'm just checking.
Oh, no.
I'm just wondering,
Jenna,
if people...
It's up. You might as well just up. You know, we know. All right,
we know what.
We know you want.
It's out there.
We know what you want.
It's okay.
I don't know. It's not sarcastic. Every time you turn around, you're inviting him to work out.
Yeah.
Right.
He'll stay with you in cabins.
Right. Yeah, you are.
Climb mountains.
You're like, hey.
Right. It's just, I'm just throwing myself in a fitness way at Al.
Yeah. And I've been trying my best to keep it professional. You know me.
You've politely wiggled your way out of every situation that would have you two alone together.
I'm the consummate professional. Yeah. I do not try to, you know, poop where I eat, as they say. Yeah, but
you don't.
I'm not.
You don't poop where you eat. You might slip on it. Careful.
But... You know, at some point, I guess I'm going to have to give in. At least give you a little...
Maybe we set a timetable here.
Yeah.
If Al and Jenna have not found a certain someone by this date, like on that show Friends.
I will die alone.
Jenna, don't fight it.
We'll make that 10 days as well.
You going to take care of this show, baby?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll babysit, yeah. I would love to take care of the baby as long as I can give him back.
It would be a beautiful baby.
Oh, we'd have a pretty baby.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
I mean, look, beige.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So there's that. In 10 days, if you guys haven't found anyone.
10 days?
Yeah.
Get out of here. I told you I'm retired for the year. So we
January 10th.
We can revisit this in 2019.
Exactly the first, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be beautiful.
I'm retired.
Going to be a beautiful thing. Speaking of Al ghosting Jenna, he might ghost Jenna because he's thinking about moving really
far. That's
what
I want to say. I'm not dating long distance, Al.
Al's thinking about moving about an hour away from work.
You're insane.
It's not that far.
You've officially lost it.
It's not that far. It's from where I live now, it is 28 miles.
It doesn't matter. How far is it from work?
How far is it from work where you come every day?
This is an additional 11 miles.
It's about 40 miles.
About 40 miles.
So you're going to drive 80 miles every day.
I do anyway.
So 40 miles, Al drives 40 miles an hour. So it's an hour away from work.
That's true.
The only snafu could be like if there's some type of freeway thing happening.
Which there almost always is.
Always snafu.
You mean something happens on an interstate?
Yeah, I know.
Or bad weather.
Construction.
Stuff like that. Yeah, that's something to consider.
I can't believe you're considering moving that far away with the kind of schedule we
have. I looked at a house in Waxahachie yesterday. And
I can't find it online.
You know,
I cannot find it. Every time I type it in, it does not come up.
Right.
Tried it every way.
We do have people in the office that drive that sort of distance every morning.
Yeah. Ask them how they feel about it.
Lacey with the bad TV placement and Amy.
However, they lived there in that area before they got this job.
I don't believe
that they lived near work and then moved far away.
Yeah, here comes Lacey. Lacey, how far is your drive every day?
Exactly 40. And I'm accustomed to it, but driving makes me angry, though. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, bonus, we're not driving during peak hour.
Right.
So I'm not hitting traffic, usually to or from. But nobody else can drive except for me, and I'm an awful driver.
Right.
But I'm constantly having to cut people off and wave at them and stuff.
If you were to do it all again, would you move that far away from work?
No. If I had a choice, I wouldn't. I read an article one time that was like ways to guarantee your happiness, and it was get enough sleep. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I'm out on that.
Yeah.
Live close to your job, and I'm like, screw it, I'm just never going to be happy.
Yeah.
that's
but
it.
You, your husband, is he close to work?
Yes.
Yes.
He's a firefighter.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Al.
I need to be a fireman?
What? That's what we all learned from that conversation.
It's doable, but it's a beating.
It is true.
I don't think I've ever lived that far from where I worked. I mean, at one point, I lived where I worked when I had my limousine service and my motorcycle.
Yeah, that's ideal.
But, so this would definitely be a switch. But truthfully, I do drive there every day.
Right, but you drive at different times and during the day.
Right.
Like, you have to be here at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to be at your bar at that time.
Right.
I feel like 20 minutes for me, that's a long time.
Yeah, you
and that's what
felt
I've been driving
the difference
right
when you moved, because you and I have a 12 minute drive.
I went from,
and then you moved to like 25
the minute. 12 minute, possibly 6 if I was running really late.
Yeah.
I did make it here in 6 minutes one time.
That's crazy.
And that's proven by White Cheddar. But to go on to 20 to 22 minutes, it was just...
It's a huge difference.
22 minutes.
That's a lot in the morning.
I clock every minute.
And you can help it because you live closer to work right now. You still have a chance to...
Al, you live 11 minutes. Well, if I was driving.
That is a good point, though. If you oversleep, you do not make it to work on time.
Then
you're hitting traffic.
Yeah.
Then you're hitting traffic. Yeah. Anytime I've overslept, then I'm like an hour and a half late to work because it doubles my time to get here in the morning.
I'll give you that. However, I'm not an oversleeper. So just take that one off the table. Now, it's still the same distance, but I'm not an oversleeper.
Why wouldn't you get out of your nice place and rent two places for the price of one?
One here
and one in
Little apartment,
probably more affordable to rent a place there, something small there. So if you did want to spend the night there, you could.
Mm. How you gonna tell me what's perfect for me?
I thought that was a great compromise.
Thank you, Lacey, for trying to help out.
I'm
just looking at this point.
I think you should go for it, Al.
Here's how it works, too, by the way.
Go for it.
We're gonna talk about it today.
Put in a pool.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about it today, and Big Al Mac's gonna come in tomorrow. Maybe on Monday.
Oh, he will have bought that house.
And he's going to have a new house.
Yeah.
Hey, JC, what are you doing next week?
You going to help me move?
I need your truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Kirk does call me, I'm getting that. Because anytime I see something, I just say, I'm getting that.
Yeah.
And do you have anyone in your life that you listen to? Because, like, Kid used to tell you to not do things. And now when we tell you to not do things, you still do them.
Yeah. That's why Kelly tells them to do it.
Right.
If I want him to do it.
Why?
I do.
She wants to see how miserable I'll be.
Because it's hilarious.
He's not listening to anybody. She's going to do it.
Because it's a terrible idea.
Because I'll do the opposite of what she says.
No,
probably,
do it.
I'll do it. Do it. Just move your life away. Just do it.
I think it's the best solution.
Yeah. You move. You start a relationship with that ghost, too. Then you can spend the night with the ghost
close,
all the
I'll
time.
Be close to the Ed.
Yeah. Ed.
Ed the ghost.
You and Ed. He'll follow you home.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He might.
This particular house is kind of is a decent house, but it's kind of
maybe you should ask Lisa if it's haunted hood before you move.
Ooh,
in. So you're going to move 40 miles from work to the hood.
Yeah. It's kind of in the hood. I have to admit, this particular house. I haven't signed anything.
Aren't you supposed to go the opposite way in life?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but that's how what people are doing now. It's very trendy to move into the rundown part of town and. And all the new young blood comes in.
Yeah,
I could
be the first one.
It's called gentrification.
You got to get in early, though. When you come in at the end, it's too expensive.
Oh, okay.
I could be the first one.
Early.
So you're buying.
You got to gentrify that.
Y'all over here acting like Waxahachie's the new Brooklyn.
Right.
Could be.
Yes.
Could be.
All right. I'm excited to see what
Miguel
does.
I'm excited. I'll never go visit.
I'll never.
You ever been to my old place?
I'm excited.
You ever been to my last house? Let's see, where I live now, you've been one time because we filmed something there.
We've been there.
One time because you filmed something there. Then, when I lived a block from you, you were at my house one time, I think. Yeah. When I lived a block from you. Yeah. A block.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, it's nice to know that you're there.
So you say you're not coming to my house is really no stretch.
Yeah, but we're definitely not coming.
I still want you to do it.
Imagine dates.
Yeah.
How many bedrooms does it have?
Three.
Not enough, Al. We need a bigger one.
Yeah. You need a hot tub.
We need three bedrooms for it.
I don't know. Upstairs
exactly.
is kind of
exactly.
funky. Yeah.
Wait, listen to what he's saying. No. So it's in the hood, and what?
Well, upstairs, is the funky. Upstairs is kind of funky.
Oh, upstairs.
Oh, it's funky? Way.
Yeah. There's one bedroom, and one's, like, built for a little person, I think. But the toilet's like in this little room. It's an old house. Well, toilet's like over here.
And oh, you good. An out. Old house.
Yeah, yeah.
Come outside, and then the vanity is right here.
I heard old houses are a great investment. It won't cost much money to fix it up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.